I'm about to ask three guys how they made a funny movie 43 years ago that still gets quoted today.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking.
Nervous?
Yes.
First time?
No, I've been nervous lots of times.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Surely You Can't Be Serious is the name of a new book by David Zucker, Jim Abrams, and Jerry Zucker. It tells the true story of Airplane, the film they wrote and directed. At the time, they were total Hollywood outsiders. They'd moved their sketch comedy theater from Wisconsin to L.A., and they had a strong cult following there. One thing they'd do to look for sketch ideas was to leave a video recorder running all night, taping whatever bad late-night TV was on to get material. Here's Jim Abrams.
In one day, we took a look at what was on our video machine, and there was this movie called Zero Hour, which is a 1957 melodrama.
But both pilots.
Can you fly this airplane and land it?
No, not a chance.
It was essentially the story of Airplane, about a guy with PTSD who takes off in a plane and has to overcome his demons in order to land the plane. And it was kind of perfect. It was done very straight. There was even a line in Zero Hour that said,
"The life of everybody aboard depends on just one thing. Finding someone back there who not only can fly this plane, but who didn't have fish for dinner."
And that was like a gift from the gods.
Oh, yeah. When Lloyd Bridges says, "Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking," that was right from Zero Hour. That was our kickoff, our setup line. And then we, of course, wrote the three lines after that.
Picked the wrong week, quit sniffing glue.
And the whole idea of the kid in the cockpit. Joey, have you ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir, I've never been up in a plane before.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Could be half the lines in the movie had setups from other movies.
So, Jerry, when all three of you decide to say, "This, we want to do this, we want to make this film," what was the sell process like to be able to get a studio to say, "Okay, this is something that we're on board with"?
Oh, it was terrible and perfect in a way because, you know, we just thought our first draft of this script, hey, this is great. Let's go out and sell this thing. And of course, someone's going to think it's just as brilliant as we think it is. And that just didn't happen for a long time. So we just kept rewriting and rewriting and rewriting.
But Jim, what was wrong with the script that you needed to rewrite and rewrite and rewrite?
Well, I think at the beginning, we knew about writing jokes, but we never knew about storytelling. And once we got to Paramount, they were actually very helpful.
Paramount assigned to us a guy named Tom Perry from their story department. And Tom Perry said, "Make jokes plot points and plot points jokes." And we've always taken that to heart.
So you got this script then full of jokes, but you get actors who aren't known for telling jokes, who aren't comedians. How did those two things work?
That was always our vision. I mean, that was the thing when we were writing it that always made us laugh, is the idea of Robert Stack saying these lines.
"Stryker, you listen close. Flying a plane is no different than riding a bicycle. Just a lot harder to put baseball cards in the spokes."
When we started working with these guys, we said, "Don't play it straight. Act as though you don't know you're in a comedy. You have to play naive to it." And for us, that's the humor of the film.
"Captain, how soon can you land?"
"I can't tell."
"You can tell me I'm a doctor."
"No, I mean, I'm just not sure."
"Well, can't you take a guess?"
"Well, not for another 2 hours."
"You can't take a guess for another 2 hours?"
Now, okay, there's a scene in Airplane. And in the book, you talk about going to see Airplane with an audience that's primarily black. And the scene I'm talking about is the two men that are jive talking. And then Barbara Billingsley, who is June Cleaver, as you describe in the book, the whitest woman you could imagine.
"She mofo butterly into the bone, jacking me up. Take me."
"I'm sorry, I don't understand."
"Cuddy say can't hang."
"Oh, stewardess, I speak jive."
"Oh, good."
I remember being just a little bit apprehensive when that scene came up. And to be honest, they laughed harder than anybody, I think.
"Just hang loose, blood. She gonna catch up on the rebound out of med side."
"What it is, big mama. My mama raised no dummies. I duck her rap.
Cut me some slack, Jack."
Our intention from the beginning was to subtitle the black guys with stupid white guy interpretations. And I think that comes across, and maybe, perhaps, if we don't get too serious, it kind of speaks to 400 years of white ignorance to the black experience in the United States.
And the black jive came about very organically because we all went to see Shaft and we loved it. But as we're leaving the theater, we said, it was hard to understand what they were saying.
We were making a joke on ourselves in a way that we were kind of out of it.
So I got Roger Ebert's 1980 review of Airplane, 3 stars. He wrote, this sort of humor went out with Milton Berle, Jerry Lewis, and knock-knock jokes. That's why it's so funny. Movie comedies these days are so hung up on being contemporary, radical, outspoken, and cynically satirical that they sometimes forget to be funny. That's 1980. Mm. Are we in one of those periods now where comedies forget to be funny, Jerry?
Yeah, I think we're kind of always in that to some extent, but then there are always some wonderful exceptions. You know, when we started doing the theater in Wisconsin, it was right at the end of the Vietnam War protests, and we were tired of politics. And actually, we got in Madison, Wisconsin, we got a bad review or two because we weren't political, and reviewers were kind of outraged by that, but the audience loved it.
We have this internal discussion among the three of us about whether what Airplane is parody or satire. And I've always taken the position it's parody. We don't aim for anything higher than you don't have to take this seriously. And I think this is a good message for all of us forever. If we can laugh at the fact that we took something seriously, that's really therapeutic.
David Zucker, Jim Abrams, and Jerry Zucker. Their new book is Surely You Can't Be Serious, The True Story of Airplane. Thanks for being here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Abe. Wonderful. This is fun.
Thank you. Well, you can't